what's up, Divine Ones? It's Latoya Okia. Y'all come on in, come on in. Come on in, come on in, baby. So, we back again, Truck Chronicles. Another episode, Truck Chronicles. I'm in the vehicle, mommy duties. So, I just wanted to pop in, bring y'all a quick word, something that was on my heart, something that was on my spirit. Talk to your father. Talk to your father. Talk to your daddy. Talk to your daddy. Somebody put that in the comments. Say, talk to your daddy, baby. Talk to your daddy. Put that in the comments. Because listen, this is what I'm seeing in my life. And this is what I've just seen in just life in general and in my own personal life. For many of us, we done had to be strong for so long. We done had to figure it out. Y'all, excuse me, that sun ain't playing. We done had to figure it out. We done had to be strong for so long. We done, I might have to put my shades on, baby. Y'all hold on, because the sun is shining. That thing is shining. So, we done had to be strong for so long. We done had to figure it out. We done had to make a dollar out of 15 cents. We done had to, you know, especially if you, if, sir, what you doing? Y'all excuse me, because I'm driving too. It's a lot going on. It's afternoon, school buses everywhere, school traffic, so it's a lot going on. We done had to be strong for so long. We done had to try to figure it out. We done had to try to, you know, make something happen, get out there and make it happen. We forget that we have a heavenly father. We forget that we have a daddy. We forget that I ain't got to be trying to figure all this out by myself. I ain't got to be trying to be so strong and using my own strength all the time. Like, I can lean on my father. I can call on my daddy. And then this is something I've noticed too, and I've done this myself. A lot of times we feel like, well, I don't want to bother God with that. Or, you know, that seems small. That seems miniature. That seems like, you know, I ain't got to pray about that. I can just deal with that. Like, I can just take that and just deal with it myself. Like, I ain't got to pray about every single thing. Like, a lot of times we think that we should only take the major things in life to God in prayer. But we should take everything, baby. Listen to me. It is so important that you have a relationship with your Heavenly Father, that you talk to Him, that you have a relationship with your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that you talk to Him every day. Talk to Him about your worries, about your frustrations, about what angers you, what upsets you. If somebody get on your nerve, talk to your daddy. If you want to go upside somebody's head, talk to your daddy. If somebody offends you, talk to your daddy. If you want to know how to do something, the Bible says, I was reading that in my devotion this morning. The Bible talks about how if any of you lacks wisdom, go to God. If any of you want to know how to do something and you don't know how to do it, you don't have the wisdom, you don't know how to get through that particular thing in life, whatever it may be, whether it's, you know, parenting, you trying to figure out how to raise these children, you trying to figure out how to start this business, how to scale this business, how to get that idea that's going to take your brand to the next level, whatever it is. If any of you lack wisdom, the Bible tells us, let him go to God. Let him go to God, because God is the one that gives. He gives you the wisdom, gives you the understanding, and he gives it liberally, meaning that he just give it freely to you, baby. If you go to him and if you ask him, he's gonna give you the wisdom. He's gonna send somebody into your life that's either gonna be educated in that topic, they're gonna be able to share it with you, they're gonna tell you, or you're gonna find a book that's gonna give you the knowledge. You're gonna come across a podcast, you may come across a YouTube channel. God is gonna get the information to you to make sure that you are able to do what he put in his will for you to do. But you got to go to him and you got to talk to him. You got to ask him for wisdom. Talk to your daddy. I wanted to come on this video to let you know, baby, that you don't have to suffer in silence. You don't have to just figure it out. I know you may have lived that type of lifestyle just like me. Well, you had to be strong. You the one that always had to get it out the mud. You the one that always had to figure it out. You couldn't wait on somebody to come and get you, because you would have died if you had waited on somebody to come and get you. You couldn't wait on somebody to rescue you. You couldn't wait on somebody to come and be your knight in shining armor, because it would have never happened. You had to get up and you had to get it done. But I hear God say that I have been there with my hand reached out to you for the longest. I have been there extending my hand to you. I am your father. I am your heavenly father. I am your daddy. I hear him say that I stand at the door of your heart, baby, and I knock. If you will hear my voice and if you will open up, I will come in and I will sup with you. I will come in and I will heal you. I will come in and I will deliver you. I will come in and I will set you free from the bondage that the enemy has had you wrapped up and tied up in. If you open up the door to your heart, I hear your daddy say, baby, that I will come on in, come on in. Somebody put that in the comments, baby. Y'all know that's my slogan. Come on in, come on in, baby. Put that thing in the comments, baby. Say, come on in, come on in, baby. That's what I want y'all to tell God. When you open up that door of your heart and you let him in, tell him to come on in, come on in. Invite his Holy Spirit to come along with you in your day-to-day. We was talking about this last night on our session with the members in LaToya O'Keele Academy. We was talking about one of my divine ones. She was saying that she invited God into her fitness journey, and it completely changed her. It took her fitness journey to the next level. She was able to completely transform her body simply by inviting God into her fitness journey. So that's what I want to encourage you to do today. Whatever it is that you're struggling with, whatever it is that you're dealing with, whatever it is that seems impossible, whatever it is that you've been suffering with in silence, you feel like nobody gets you, nobody understands you, nobody knows your pain, nobody sees your pain, they don't get it, they don't understand. Listen, baby, invite God in. Tell God to come on in, come on in, and stop suffering in silence. You don't have to suffer in silence. You don't have to try to figure it out yourself. So many things I be trying to figure it out myself. I be sitting there scratching my head, and I'm talking about having the hardest time. I'm talking about having the hardest time trying to figure this out, trying to figure that out, trying to like staying up all night, pulling all nighters, just running to this place, running to that place, going to this person, going to that person, like investing in this type of consulting and mentorship and all this type of stuff. And we be doing all this stuff when God be sitting right there waiting, like, I'm your daddy. Talk to me. Talk to me first, and I'm gonna give you the strength to be able to get through whatever it is. Y'all, I don't care how small it is. Literally, like when I'm walking, when I'm working out, I have to talk to my daddy and be like, Lord, Father, help me to get through this workout. Help me to get to this 10K step goal today, because I'm at 3K right now and I ain't feeling it. I have to pray to him, and I have to ask him to give me the strength. I have to ask him to give me another win. Give me a second win. Like, give me your strength. Father, I give you my weakness in exchange for your strength. Talk to your daddy, okay? He is your heavenly father, baby, and he knows. He knows what you're dealing with. He knows what you're struggling with. He knows what is troubling you, what you're suffering with in silence. Listen, every minute, every second, every day that you don't talk to him, that you don't take it to him, that you just say, I'm not gonna pray about that. I don't have to pray about that. I could just figure that out. And we don't realize how many times we do that. I want you to really think about that. Like, how many times you really do that, because you feel like it's something that's so small, or it's something that, you know, that you're so ashamed of, or it's something that you feel so guilty about, or whatever negative feeling you feel about this thing that would cause you to shy away from God, that would cause you to not take it to him, not pray about it, not bring it to him. I want you to be intentional about talking to your daddy about everything. Everything. He is listening, and he is waiting for you to open up the door of your heart and just talk to him. talk to him like somebody you would be texting if you was in a relationship with, if you was a great friend, you know, great friendship with somebody. Talk to him like he is your best friend. Talk to him like he is your daddy, because he is. He is your heavenly father, baby. Okay? So I love y'all so much. Talk to your daddy, baby. Forget these folks. Whatever it is you dealing with, whatever it is you got going on, take it to your daddy in prayer. And when you take it to him, I want you to take it to him in faith, knowing that he has heard your cry. He has heard your petition. He has heard your prayer. And it's already done for you. You got to believe. I was reading about that this morning too. If you don't have the faith, when you go to God, if you don't believe, then the words that you're saying are in vain. You got to have faith behind that thing. You got to believe. Or you just like, the Bible says, you're just like a wave in the sea that's just being tossed to and fro by the wind. You have no direction. You have no structure. You're unstable in all your ways. A double-minded person is unstable in all his ways. And it says that type of person, you won't receive anything from the Lord. It say you might well not even look for it, because you're not going to receive anything from the Lord. So if you want that relationship with your Heavenly Father, if you want that connection, if you want that bond, if you want that next level, that promised land, that spiritual inheritance, that new way of life that God has for you, baby, you got to talk to him. And when you come to him, you got to come to him in faith, knowing that he is able to deliver you, that you are already delivered, you are already healed, you are already set free. You were set free before you ever even got into that stuff that you're dealing with right now. And I don't care what it is. I don't care what you did. Listen to me. Do not let the enemy cause you to shy away from your daddy. A lot of times we do stuff, we feel ashamed, we feel guilty, and we run away from God. Don't make that mistake. Instead of running away from him, run to him. Talk to your daddy. He is your heavenly father, and he's waiting to hear what you have to say. Okay? So keep in mind, our date is approaching. We are just a few days away, less than 2 weeks. I'm going to be in Houston, Texas on March the 16th. Divine Ones, meet me in that thing, baby, for the Divine Ones seminar. The link is below in the description. I got to go get my steps in right now, and I think I'm at about 3K right now, and I got to get to 10K today. So guess what I'm going to have to do, because I ain't feeling it. Guess what I'm going to have to do? I'm finna have to talk to my daddy. I'm about to go hit my daddy up right now. You understand me? I'm about to go hit my daddy up right now. Like, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I need you to help me through this workout. Y'all, excuse me, this sun is just, woo. I need you to help me through this workout. I need you to help me get to the 10K. Every time I feel weak, every time I feel like I can't make it, I say, Lord, help me, Father. Give me strength. Give me strength. Every time them children go to doing something crazy, Lord, I have to go talk to my daddy. Give me strength. So talk to your daddy, baby. I don't care how small it is. I don't care how big it is. I don't care how much of a mess you done made. Take it to your daddy and talk to him. He's going to give you the wisdom. He's going to give you the knowledge, the understanding. He's going to give you the anointing to be able to get through whatever it is that's going on in your life. Okay? I love you so much, and I'll check in with y'all later.